Welcome, everyone, to Rock Buzz, Ocean Pines Community Podcast. I am Sherry Clifford, and I am here with my co-host, Amy Peck. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent the views of our guests or others, nor are we affiliated with the Ocean Pines Association. Our mission is to bring factual news and information to the residents and homeowners of Ocean Pines and the surrounding areas. You can join the ROC's Facebook group by searching for Ocean Pines ROC or find us on Twitter and Instagram. Also, be sure to look for the official ROC logo. If you have news or would like to share your story on Rock Buzz, or if you would like to advertise with us, you can visit our website, oceanpinesroc.com, or email us at info@oceanpinesroc.com. Today we are talking about the upcoming 2024 Board of Directors election and finding independent candidates. We will be discussing questions like, what happened to the election search committee? And why some current board members might not want a search committee. So let's start the conversation with, what is the search committee?
Well, that's a logical place to start. Looking at the OPA website, it states that the role of the search committee is, quote, to stimulate community interest in the forthcoming board election, solicit candidates from a broad spectrum of the Ocean Pines membership, provide information to or otherwise assist potential candidates with the application process. The committee shall verify that all applications received are sent to the Secretary of the Association for validation of eligibility. The Secretary will forward the list of all eligible candidates to the election committee, who will conduct the election itself. All of the above participants shall be actively supported by association management and staff, end quote.
So to summarize, the search committee plays a crucial role in inspiring interest in the board of directors election, soliciting candidates from a diverse range of Ocean Pines members, and provide information and assistance to potential candidates during the application process.
Sherry, you were a member of the committee in 2022, as I recall, correct?
Yes, I was. In fact, during the 2022 election, the search committee aimed to identify a minimum of 5 candidates for 3 open director seats. And I can tell you that this portion of the election process was very successful, and the tasks that were assigned to each of us on the committee were completed successfully, including me personally being at the administration building to collect any last-minute applications right up until the deadline of 4 p.m. During my tenure on the 2022 search committee, under the direction of Mr. Tom Piatti, I was also highly commended by Mr. Piatti for my work. However, in 2023, I applied to be on the search committee again and was turned away from this volunteer position. This resulted in no search committee for the 2023 election.
Yes, I recall that Stuart Lakernick wrote on your application that he did not endorse this applicant. I also remember a previous search committee member who served with you in 2022 did not wish to participate in the committee because of this. So I guess this is a good time to discuss the history of the search committee and why in 2024 we once again don't have one.
Well, we can start with Resolution M09, which states, quote, Section 502B of the bylaws requires that a search committee be appointed by the president and approved by the board no later than February 1 each year, end quote. It further states, quote, the president will also appoint a committee member to serve as chair of the committee, end quote. That was not done.
Now, the bylaws 502B can be found on page 10 of the document, and it states, quote, not later than March 1st of each year, the president shall, subject to confirmation by the board of directors, appoint a search committee of not less than 3 nor more than 5 members of the association eligible to vote. The committee shall solicit members to become candidates for election to the board of directors, end quote. This also was not done.
In reading bylaws 502B, it states, quote, the lack of a search committee or the search committee's inability to acquire at least 2 or more candidates than the number of vacancies will not affect the validity of the election, end quote. What some might find disturbing is that there was zero attempt to pull a search committee together. In fact, the ROC seems to be the only group attempting to broadcast the need for candidates in this year's 2024 election, where we have 2 open seats.
In fact, many are questioning if this isn't some sort of conflict of interest. Does Rick Farr and Jeff Habner, who need to run for re-election, find it in their best interest not to have any other candidates? And that's a valid point.
Yes, it is definitely a valid point. There has been a search committee since 2008, and periodically, the bylaws committee takes a look at M09. In 2014, there were some changes. At a board meeting in 2016, there was a suggestion that the board of directors do criminal background checks on all OPA board of director candidates. And in 2017, there were some slight changes recommended.
Then in 2021, once again, the bylaws committee looked at it. At that time, then committee member Steve Jacobs questioned the wisdom of retaining the group. At that time, the board of directors concluded the main problem with the search committee is the annual appointment of members, and perhaps a longer term was needed. The board president then, Colette Horn, stated, quote, "The idea is to expand the actions of the search committee engaged in service of soliciting volunteers for service on the board," end quote. Bylaws committee chair Jim Trummel noted that since being established in 2008, the committee lacked consistency. He was quoted saying, quote, "There's been too much of a helter-skelter, almost afterthought approach to putting a committee in place," end quote.
So it appears the idea of a search committee was a good one. However, one-year terms were not the best, and longer terms would create a more consistent committee and not have it be just an afterthought or ignored altogether. Did the bylaw referendum bring up the search committee at all, Amy?
Well, actually, the May 2022 referendum made some minor changes to Section 502B. This was actually question 16, and it passed by a vote of 1,339 yes votes to 387 no votes. The search committee stands according to the bylaws and according to Resolution M09, but not according to what Rick Farr says.
So in the March 2024 issue of The Progress, Rick Farr told The Progress that he wasn't sure there will be a search committee established to help find candidates for the board. The Progress correctly pointed out the committee was supposed to be appointed in February. Obviously, Rick Farr did not do that. The Progress also stated that in recent years, there has not been a committee, although there has been an effort to find those willing to serve.
Obviously, that is not correct. You, Sherry, served on the 2022 committee under Chair Tom Piatti, and this board's supermajority did not allow you to serve in 2023, and, in fact, had no committee then. Again, this year, they showed no interest in trying to get other candidates. Farr is quoted saying, quote, "I'll ask the rest of the board what they would like to do," end quote. Former Bylaws Committee Chair Jim Trummel is once again on the record saying there should be a search committee. There's a recent discussion regarding this on the forum.
Obviously, Rick Farr and Jeff Habner have no interest in soliciting candidates that would be running against them. The ROC would like to see independent candidates step up and be willing to serve. Applications can be found online and are due by May 8th by 4 o'clock p.m. To our listeners, what do you think about the need for a search committee? Are you willing to serve?
Yes, please keep sending us your thoughts to keep the discussion going. Join us on our Facebook page by searching for Ocean Pines ROC and be sure to look for our official logo.
And if you would like to be a guest, advertise with us, or have a story idea you want us to cover, please email us at info@oceanpinesroc.com. And as always, thanks for listening to Rock Buzz, your community podcast.